Many bat species are reliable predators for beetles, mosquitoes, and other bugs. They patrol Pennsylvania's night sky, gobbling up insects throughout the course of a summer. But white nose syndrome has killed millions of bats in the U.S. since 2006. Some researchers in Pennsylvania say they may have a new idea about how to slow the spread of the disease. As part of our Wild PA series, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier found one experiment that could help keep bats in Pennsylvania skies for years to come.
To save the bats of Pennsylvania, Greg Turner wants to build a better bat cave. He's taken me to his latest renovation project, a cave under a hillside in central Pennsylvania.
So this is the very upper section, and this whole cave is going to slope downhill.
Turner is a biologist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission. He's taken me to Indian Caverns. It used to be a commercial cave. There's still an abandoned gift shop outside and fake display plants inside the cave. The state is in the process of acquiring it as a way to preserve bats. The room he's taken me to is full of stalactites hanging from above. In between those stalactites, there are cavities about the size of a fist. These are perfect resting spots for hibernating bats.
They'll put their whole body up against that rock because they like it to be really stable, stable temperatures. And so if you're surrounded by that rock is going to stay the same temperature pretty much all winter long.
Those stable temperatures are important for their hibernation. In contrast to popular belief, bats aren't really sleeping when they hibernate, but their body temperature drops along with the rest of its systems.
And that's why white nose syndrome was so deadly to them, because they come into hibernation, they shut down their immune system, they shut down their metabolism, their breathing comes down.
This makes them susceptible to the fungus that causes white nose syndrome, Pseudogymnoascus destructens. It's so destructive because it's not like other fungi, which eat dead and decaying matter. Instead, and you might want to cover your ears for this, white nose fungus feasts on living cells. A hibernating bat is an easy target.
And then this fungus just starts eating on them while they're in this state. And then they come out of that state and they're like, whoa, you know, what's going on?
The fungus creates whitish infections on the bat's face, clustered around its nose, hence the name. The bat expends energy fighting off the infection during hibernation. In its weakened state, it can be easily preyed upon by other species when it leaves the cave. The disease has annihilated bat populations, particularly in the Northeast, since it was first discovered about 12 years ago in upstate New York. That includes several species of bats that used to roost in this cave. Hundreds once hibernated here. Now, there are only a few.
And that's not uncommon. We saw sites that had 40, 50,000 bats go down to single digits.
But in some places, bat populations have survived, which prompted a question for Turner and his colleagues.
What's going on at those spots? Why are the bats doing better here? Or why are they aggregating here? And what we found is those sites were a lot colder.
The ground temperature in Pennsylvania is around 53 degrees Fahrenheit. But depending on airflow, some caves can get down to 40 or lower, making it harder for the fungus to spread. How do you get a cave to cool down? Well, think of a lake.
The way you cool off a site like this is looking at the physics of air, just like water would be the same. In a lake, the coldest spot of a lake is down low.
And the same is true of a cave. Cool air sinks to the lowest spot. But cold air can't build up in Indian Caverns because its former owners sealed it off, in some parts to keep tourists from wandering away. Turner says that will change as part of the state's renovations.
So over here is a big concrete wall. And this was the original opening to the cave. This was a big sinkhole opening. And it goes up maybe about 10 feet or so above the ceiling.
The Game Commission is planning to take the wall out and reopen a vent into the cave from the original opening. That'll allow more cold air to come into the cave and accumulate in its lower reaches. Turner takes me down a series of passageways that wind downward about 100 feet below ground. An underground stream runs alongside the path, which is lit only by our headlamps. He looks overhead. There's rocks where he hopes that this winter bats can roost. So, can bats come back from white nose syndrome? It's a hard question to answer, Turner says.
But I would be satisfied at this point just seeing the population stabilize and maybe some slight increases, you know, as far as my lifetime goes. And, you know, looking towards the future generations, for them to be able to see these species would be a great achievement, I think.
The Game Commission will begin work on the cave this summer. With any luck, bats will be hibernating in a cooled-off Indian caverns by the winter. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
That story is part of our series, Wild PA. You can listen to all of the stories and interviews in the series so far at alleghenyfront.org/wildpa. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.